So in this special interview, I'm going to be talking about the new tie-up between ourselves at the Smart Betting Club and the Optimum Racing Services run by Andrew Lowry. So joining me today to talk about all of this is Andrew himself. So to get things started, Andrew, do you want to do a quick synopsis of your service at Optimum Racing and how it all works?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Pete. Basically, I started back in 1999 as a full-time racing advisor, and it became known as Optimum Racing in September 2006. Now, the way it works, I specialise in steeplechasing from September right through to the end of May, and then in the summer months, we concentrate on the major flat meetings, but it's the chases that have our main attention right throughout the winter. And the way it operates is we try and make it as user-friendly as possible. If there's a bet on any particular day, we'll send that out by text message, first of all. That's usually mid-morning, somewhere between 10 and 11.30. And then following that, or indeed on days where there are no bets, you'll receive a detailed email preview of the day's racing. And on that, we try and highlight other sort of positives and negatives throughout the day.
Yes, and it's a selective service, isn't it? So your approach, and we'll probably talk about this a little bit later, is you're not somebody that bets, you know, four or five bets or more in on any given day. You're more doing two to three bets a week and really hunting down for the best particular value rather than taking lots of bets each week.
Absolutely. Look, I'd love to be in a position to have four or five strong bets a day, but the fact is, and history is taught me, that they're just not there. You know, one of the criteria we set out before we send out a bet to our clients is that we need to be playing with a minimum of 20% edge. That's to say the price that's freely available in the market at that time is 20% bigger, at least, than the price I perceive that horse's chances to be. So it's not a case of, you know, setting out to be very selective. It's just that the criteria that we set that's, I guess, stood us well over time, sets out that we need to have plenty in our favour before we send out a bet.
Mm-hmm. So in simplistic terms, that could mean that you're looking for at least 6-1 about a horse, which is 5-1. Is that right?
Basically. I think if that works out. So a five to one chance has got what, a 16.5% chance of winning. A 6-1 chance has a 14%. So if you divide the smaller figure by the larger one, that means we'd be playing with a 15% edge. So in effect, it's bigger than that. Yeah. But that's the general way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously there's not going to be too many of them in any given day because you're looking at edges in the market. We'll talk about that in a minute. I suppose I wanted to talk about why we're teaming up together. And why we're connecting on this, because you've obviously run your service since 1999 and we launched this tie-up. And from my perspective, and you might have your own take on this, it's allowing you to concentrate on what you're best at, you know, which is picking winners, going through the market, finding value, and allowing us at Smart Betting Club to highlight your service and your expertise. Because we were the greatest one in the world, especially in the tipster market, it's quite saturated. You know, there's people who are potentially very skillful at marketing and promoting themselves, but less so at the betting side of it, who are more popular and perhaps get more members and then you get experts like yourself who have a very detailed focus on betting and have that edge, but maybe don't have that ability or time to really promote yourselves and, you know, be heard by a wider audience. And that's effectively what we're trying to do here, isn't it? Trying to showcase someone with your skill set and say, look, you concentrate on backing winners and we'll try our best to, you know, ensure you've got enough clients to make your service sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a time thing, isn't it? You know, we've had to adapt to marketing, and I've done a fair bit of marketing over the years, as you can imagine, to bring new business to the table, basically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're okay with marketing, but every hour or two I spend at that, I'm not spending, you know, on the form, but where I should be. So I think it's a good thing from our perspective to team up with you. Hopefully it's a two-way thing. I think it'll be a good match because obviously Smart Betting Club are very good with the marketing. You've got all the tools there for that, and I say it just allows me more time to get my head stuck in the form book and, you know, as I say, concentrate on what I'm best at, hopefully.
Yeah, well, it certainly are, because you've got that record going back to 1999. Let's talk about that then, because, you know, you don't find too many services that have been going around before the millennium, the previous millennium. and that's a testament to your skill set, obviously, like longevity. And I believe, you know, in terms of your record, you've only had, especially if you look at it from the jump season, you've had 22 out of 23 winning jump seasons. That's quite some record, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is a record that we're very proud of. And I guess it's the longevity that sets us apart from most services out there. And that's been all down to just hard work and dedication. But, you know, ultimately the results, and as you've pointed out, we've only had one losing year as far as the jumpers are concerned since we started. So, you know, hopefully as a result of that, we do create plenty of loyal clients. You know, I've got members who have been with me 15 years or more. And that's solely down to results.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd love to go through a little bit about your process. I know you talked in general terms there previously, but I believe you use things like sectional timing and other elements whereby you're, by doing your diligent research that perhaps others don't have the time to, you're able to find these value bets. So let's talk about sectional timing. What is that, and why is that so important to finding value when you examine the day's race cards?
Yeah, sure. Well, sectional timings are a big part to what I do. And I don't think the market's, you know, totally caught up yet as far as jump racing, in particular chases, is concerned. We're getting more and more up to date as time goes on, but there's still certainly an edge there. And I think that edge has evolved for me over the years, where I've been able to sort of interpret the figures, perhaps in ways that keep me ahead of the field, if you like. So basically, the way I operate it in simplistic terms is, for example, if there are three steeplechases on one particular card, we time the winner of each race from fence to fence, and you can then break that down into sections, which is why it's called sectional timing. And quite often then on, you know, if you take a track such as Hereford, for example, or, a simple sort of track such as that, you can then compare certain sections of that race from maybe three out to the line on two separate circuits. So one, it'll give you an idea of how that race has been run, whether they've gone too quick, too early, and therefore it suited horses who've been held up, or whether they've gone very slow early and that suited front runners. And it'll also then give you a chance to compare one race with another on that same day. And quite often then that can give you an indicator of horses that are, you know, well handicapped coming up through the ranks and are much better than their current handicap mark would suggest.
Yeah, so it provides a real context to the performance of any given horse or any particular race, and you can then use that to benchmark and use alongside your knowledge of horses and what they need in terms of racing, and to try and identify those value bets. And so what else goes into that process as well? You know, we obviously talked about sectional time being a major part. Is there, you know, I believe you price up every single race yourself, like build your own tissue prices and then obviously compare that to the market.
That's right, yeah. So sectional timings would be my bedrock. And then as a specialist of chases, I do spend a lot of time watching videos and in particular trying to analyse how horses jump. When the horse might have a tendency to always edge to his left. So therefore, you're a little bit weary when they go right-handed, whether you could translate that form onto a right-handed track, for example. So sectional timings, watching videos, and then all the usual form analysis then on top of that, you know, trainer form, the track, the trip, the ground, etc. And once I've done all that, then I'll try and put them in some sort of order. The most likeliest winner, in my opinion, to the least likely. And it takes time. You know, it's something you learn over time to try and then put a figure on the horse's chance, and it's when I feel the market's made a mistake, that's when we step in, and that's when I would advise clients to have a bet.
Mm-hmm. And that was it, you talked about that 20% ROI threshold, which is what you need to the 20% edge threshold to actually have a bet. And then looking back, we got your record September 2015 to September 2022, so you've got a 24.8% ROI from 467 bets. So it's meeting that kind of edge, and it's great to see you're actually outperforming it a little bit. Obviously, there's more than 20%, which is which is your edge there. So
exactly. Yeah, the last 6 or 7 years have been very strong. So you're and by allowing that 20% edge, it does. Yeah, we're never going to see or get everything right every time. And no. By playing with that edge, it does allow for the odd error and the odd discrepancy.
It does. Indeed, and we do see your edge manifest itself over time, and we'll talk about that, you know, in terms of the patience, especially with your selective approach. But I wanted to talk about, because obviously you are selective, so you know, people thinking of joining, they're going to get perhaps 2 to 3 bets a week on average over the course of a jump season. But you have got a daily message, an email that goes out, and people are able to read, not just okay, they get a notification when there's an actual bet, but you know, I was reading today's message, for example, you know, you've got details and thoughts on runners and riders, perhaps some horses that didn't make the threshold for whatever reason, some positives, some negatives. So more than just getting tips, you know, you're going to get, if you like, insight into what you've looked at in terms of that day's racing. For those people who are interested in, you know, having their own investments or learning from someone like yourself, who's got 23 years worth of experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard to know exactly what the split is, but I've got some clients who will just solely treat the service as an investment and play only on the account bets. I've got plenty as well who will, you know, either daily on a regular basis use the information that I provide them via the email, or they might dip in and out on a Saturday, for example, or if they go in racing. But yeah, that information is there, you know, for people to use as they feel fit. If a horse, perhaps I'd be looking for a certain horse to be 6 to 1 to put it out as a bet at the time of the message, it might only be 5 to 1. And if I highlight that, people can then use their own, they make their own mind up. Then when the prices come through later on, if a horse drifts slightly, they might want to step in and take advantage. They might also be looking to use the information to lay horses on the exchanges. We highlight negatives for horses as well, and we've got a very good strike rate as far as that's concerned. So there's many, many different aspects there, and it enables people to, you know, to perhaps play to their own strengths then by using the information that appeals to them.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about when you put up bets, because it's late morning, isn't it? And you're quoting fair odds on the bets you put forward. So this isn't taking, you know, let's say one bookmaker's offering that 6 to 1 and everyone else is 5 to 1. You're not then quoting 6 to 1 because it's an unrealistic price. No. Certainly our analysis suggests as much. This is a fair process.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, you know, you go on Twitter or whatever and you see services quoting the best price at +5 the night before. Well, you might as well quote the prices in the sun. You know, it's just not achievable. We look to, for there to be at least a minimum of 3 bookmakers, and I don't mean the small bookmakers, the majority of which are on the right-hand side of our check. I mean, 3 of the more prominent bookmakers need to have that price. And it's the same with any special each-way terms as well. You know, we see more and more, don't we, nowadays, that bookmakers are prepared to pay perhaps first 4 in a 12-runner race. Well, we'll only highlight that if there's at least 3 of them doing so. So it is achievable. And I will say as well that, you know, when we send out the bet, we don't any longer tell them, well, it's the best price is 13-2 is so-and-so, it's 6-1 years. What we send out is a minimum price for the client to take. At the end of the day, this service has been profitable at starting price for, you know, over time. But we put a guide in, so we might say, you know, 1 point each way on whatever, a minimum price to take, 6-1. So the client knows then that there'll always be plenty of, you know, wiggle room in the price to a client to easily achieve that, and 9 times out of 10, substantially more. But it just gives them a guide to where the threshold lies and to ensure they're always playing with the odds in their favour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see, because it's really important this day and age with the way bookmakers operate and early markets that, like you say, are based on mythical prices that most people can't obtain, or those services which maybe take advantage specifically of one bookmaker offering to pay out the first 5 home when all of us have the first 3. That's not what Optimum is doing. So, you know, no. I want to explore as well, like, who the service is suitable for. So there's people listening to this who might be, you know, intrigued by what you offer. Obviously, you've had people with you for a long, long time. What are the type of punters that you find enjoy the service? What kind of staking are they looking for?
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, whoever joins will improve their knowledge of betting and make them more profitable. But ultimately, there has to come a threshold as far as staking is concerned to make it worthwhile when you by the time you take into account the subscription charges. So I find the people who stay around longest are obviously the people who play to the biggest stakes. And I would suggest £50 a point, which would mean an average bet being around about £50 each way. That's probably the minimum sort of line you need to be at. You're going to struggle to make it pay any less than that.
Yeah. So it's for those people who like to bet, I'd say £50 upwards a point. And if people might be listening thinking, well, it's, can I get that on? But obviously we tried to tackle that. I suppose there is the element of those that follow your service that, you know, whether they're using exchanges or they're betting in shops, maybe some are even betting on course.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, everyone has their way. But if you can't get the amount you're looking to stake per bet on in one chunk, then there's no harm in splitting it two or threefold if you need to. But that's, you know, they all seem to get on somehow. And it's never such a, it doesn't seem to be too much of a problem for most of the people out there.
No, and I back that up based on the analysis that we've seen and, you know, we published in terms of our reviews. The odds movement is minimal. Which they do see some over time, and, you know, sometimes you might be backing a horse that others subsequently then start to back, and it does see support because perhaps not the only person who finds value in it, although you are betting later into the day, so it's more of a mature market. So, yeah, it does suit those people who like to bet selectively, who bet to a certain level and perhaps prefer to bet, you know, less frequently but higher. Okay, yes, you might need to split your bet, but you're not doing this every day, and it's not that you have to do multiple bets every day to get on. It's certainly a really good service. I've enjoyed it, and you know, so far I think that it appealed to a certain section of the Smart Betting Club audience, those looking perhaps diversify their portfolio away from certain things into bet onto horse racing in a selective manner. So I suppose as well, you know, Andrew, if people have questions, you know, obviously there's a material on the Smart Betting Club website. We've got information on there. You know, we're always open to people with questions about the service, aren't you? I know from my own experiences, you're very quick to respond to emails.
Well, we try to be. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, we're here for one purpose only, and that's to make clients a profit. And, you know, however we can add to that and to help them along the way, we're more than happy to do. And just going back to the staking and getting on, I've got a couple of clients I know out there who will bet everything on at Betfair SP. And last year they did particularly well. So, you know, it's not all about rushing at 11 o'clock whenever you receive the text message to get the best price. You know, it like I say, it is sustainable to even make money here at starting prices. But so let's you know, it's great to team up, and I think I think it worked well, and fingers crossed we have another successful national hunt season.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. Well, there are, like I say, options to get on. So if you are worried about restrictions, if you are worried about, you know, perhaps you're following a service whereby you can't get all of the bets, this certainly service, which the opposite will apply. There's information on the website. There are some special savings deals for Smart Betting Club members only. They're all on that page. And you can see all the results. We've got a spreadsheet of all of them in detail. So, yeah, you can, if you're interested, then by all means, go and explore all of that. And I also understand, Andrew, you've got your own mobile number for people that subscribe so they can contact you. You're not somebody that's hiding behind, you know, a faceless website. You know, you've got your own details front and center. People can contact you, they can email you, can call you, I suppose. And you know, it's very much a personalized service, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. So yeah, you know, we're there basically, as I say, to help people along the way, email, phone, whatever. Yeah, so that's never an issue.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you ever so much for coming on board, coming on today to talk about this.
No problem.
Yeah, it's great to have you, to work with you on this. And if you're intrigued by what Andrew and Optimum Racing offers, then go check out the Optimum Racing page, which is on the Smart Betting Club. And best of luck for the coming jump season, Andrew. Make it 23 out of 24.
Let's hope so. Thanks very much indeed.
All right. Thank you ever so much.
Cheers.